Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike in the streets. They're saying in the streets that Honest Jack might have to return to do a top five at some point. The new AI version of Jack. Oh, yes. I don't want him because he's already brutal.
Right.
The normal Jack.
Yes.
Honest Jack in the top five?
No filter.
Oh, my God. But for now, we have Buzz.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Dan Wilson.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
All right. So as we alluded to in the last segment, bit of an awkward 5:30 segment yesterday.
Mm.
We did not expect it. That's live radio for you. Sometimes things go in a direction that you're not expecting. And I was thinking about recent memory moments here on the afternoon show specifically.
Mm-hmm.
There have been a number of awkward moments.
Oh, boy. Yes.
So in honor of what happened yesterday on the air, we are going to count down the top five most awkward moments in this afternoon show last five-ish years.
Okay. Oh, so some that have come before me,
correct.
Obviously, right? Okay.
But Ike was present for all of them.
Right. The most awkward afternoon show moments. And if you missed, we're not really talking a lot about yesterday's, but if you did miss it, you can still get in the, it's going to be too late for rewind. You just get the afternoon show, the WIP afternoon show podcast in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. But the entire 5:30 segment
is worth a listen.
It's worth a listen. Right. Okay. So the top five most awkward moments from the WIP afternoon show.
So we're going to start at number five, and the Eagles are playing the Packers this week. We're going to go back to the last time the Eagles played the Packers, week one. I believe it was Brian Baldinger's first call, recurring call to the show.
Right. Did you see AJ slip?
Yes.
Okay, so if he doesn't slip, do you think that ball's going to get intercepted?
It doesn't mean it's going to be a touchdown.
Yeah, I'm just saying, do you think that ball's going to get intercepted if AJ comes back to the ball?
Here's what I'll tell you could happen. AJ can come back. The ball gets tipped. Baldy. Let's be respectful. Let's be respectful to each other.
What a call.
Yeah.
Dude, that was...
You started the season out with a bang.
Yeah. I mean, that was awesome.
Yeah, and not until just now did I hear the... Oh, I didn't even remember that.
He gave you a little groan fine.
Yeah, but I obviously heard it in the moment. That's why I did the whole let's be respectful to each other.
Right.
He almost turned me into Ike Turner at that moment. Yeah, he almost turned me into somebody else.
Well, now hearing that again, because I remember that it happened, but we haven't heard it in months at this point. Now I'm less worried about Baldy disrespecting my football opinion because he did it to you
right
in week one.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But, and I think he did it because he felt like I was disrespecting his
football
opinion.
Yes.
Right. That's the stuff my son does. But, you know, the kids do when they want to hear it.
Rolling your eyes, yeah. new AI character is going to be sarcastic Baldy. You ask him every question, he's like...
Here you go, trying to tell me what you saw.
I'm the film guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's basically what he was saying. Yeah.
Well,
that's a good one, Buzz.
That started the season off.
So number four, we're going to go back to the days of Carlin and Reese when Ben Livingston,
yes,
put on who he thought was Dr. J.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. J, you got us?
I got you. How's it going?
Doing well. Doing well. How are you doing?
Dude, that's not Dr. J.
I'm doing great. Hang on one second. I'm just walking across the house.
That's not Dr. J, dude.
That's not him.
Can you hear me? That is not Dr. J.
That was not him.
Yeah, hang up on him then. I don't know who that is.
Not sure who that was. All right. We'll see if we get this straightened out in a sec.
I'm like, what the hell?
By the way, Carlin was ready to just
keep going. He didn't know. He couldn't tell by that accent. Didn't exactly sound like Dr. J.
Dr. J, how you doing? Hey, failers.
It was Justin calling
us. Yeah, it was Justin.
It's really close. Hard to tell.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I will never get sick of that one.
Yeah, that was never. That was classic. And you're right. I think Chris was ready to go along. We just keep going with the interview.
Yeah.
If you didn't say anything, would he have interviewed him and thought that was Dr. J the whole time?
I think he would have. I think he would have just kept going. Yeah. Well, because it was early on with Chris and, you know, and remember, we actually played that clip to Dr. J.
Dr. J,
he found it funny, at least.
I forgot we played that clip with Dr. J. Holy cow, man.
Hey, Dr. J, how you doing? Hi, guys.
Howdy, y'all.
Yeah, how y'all doing? It's like that chef lady with the blonde hair. What's her name? The
chef lady?
Yeah, on TV. She's a southern cooking lady.
Oh, dude. You're talking because the show got canceled.
What?
Right?
Yeah.
What was her name? I forgot.
I'm trying to remember her name.
I think I know who you're talking about. The southern white woman.
With blonde hair, older white woman. I'll figure it out.
Okay. I cannot think of her name. I think she got canceled.
Oh, she did.
Taken off the air or canceled. Yeah. We're taken off the air or canceled. There's a difference.
Oh.
Like canceled?
Yeah, he's saying canceled.
I mean canceled as in, something she said.
Happened, yes.
Let me apologize to the delegation. I didn't know she was a racist.
It's a why. It was a...
I didn't know she was a racist.
Well, I don't even know if we're talking about the same person, but I think we are, though.
Okay. It's like when I said...
I was going to say Martha Stewart, but Martha Stewart is too cool. It's not Martha Stewart.
It's like when I mentioned the Minnesota Vikings Go Birds guy or whatever, and Jack's like, no, he's a racist. He's racist. I was like, I didn't know. I just saw the video. I didn't know. All right. Number three.
Well, Twitter definitely knows who it is. They'll tell me.
Yep.
Number three, we're going to go back to last offseason. Jack was hosting alongside Ike.
I knew that was on here.
And he just really tried, you know, he was getting nervous with A.J. Brown. He tried to save it and just didn't go well.
I'm curious, Kellen Moore, new offensive coordinator, has he reached out? And how are you excited to work with Kellen Moore? And what do you think he can kind of bring to this offense?
Yeah, I'm very excited to work with him. I talked to him a couple times. But we're not talking about that. You guys want to talk about what happened, so let's talk about what happened.
And from that point forward, Jack just clammed up in that interview.
Yeah. Well, you know, Jack sounded, it's amazing how nervous Jack sounds. He sounds nervous, but also it's funny how A.J. Brown almost got him. Because AJ started answering.
He started to.
And then it clicked in his head. He's like,
why am I answering this?
Not with these guys. Screw these guys. Nah.
He's like, no, that's not what I called in for. That's not what you were talking about.
Yeah, that's a good one. Man, I wish I could have been here for that. But if I was here for that, that wouldn't have happened.
Yesterday, not as intense as the AJ interview.
No.
But I tried to use the same sort of deflecting tactic with Sean as I did with AJ.
Yes.
I was able to calm AJ down. Could not calm Sean.
Who knew that Sean Landetta would be a tougher ego to manage than A.J. Brown?
Yeah.
Who had that one on the bingo card?
Did not have that one on the bingo card.
Yeah, we're not expecting that yesterday. All right.
Number two, we're going to go back to last year, February 1st, and this was following Francisco's Black History Month top five. And Ike and Jack start pressing him on his love interest.
Great. Are you good?
Yeah. You going to be okay?
I'm great.
We don't want to ruin this for you.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm great. I'm feeling great.
Okay.
This will get better once she leaves.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Our friendship? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. In the workplace.
Again, the workplace is not the place to be to have your friendship.
Yeah.
I got you.
And I'm not talking about regular friendship like we have as coworkers. We're talking about the friendship you like and you want.
No, what are you talking about?
It's okay. Everybody knows already.
It's okay.
I mean, it's the worst
you guys sit at the lunch table together for 2 hours.
Yeah, we're good friends. She likes music. I like music.
Oh, would you stop? Stop the charade.
He's having lunch with the secretary every day.
Oh, right.
Receptionist. Sorry, receptionist.
Yeah.
What are you, 80?
I don't want to get canceled myself.
Yes. You're canceled, boss.
Yeah. So he's having lunch with the receptionist every day. He's like, no, we're just friends. And he delivered that top five. Yeah.
Well, we tried to press him on that on Monday.
Yeah.
And he wasn't having it.
Yeah.
And then Ike started pressing, started mentioning Mosh in the same day, and then we got
it went off the rails.
We got
a
no from Mosh, and absolutely no. So, all right, what's
number? Spike, I'm glad you mentioned Mosh, because this number one moment actually happened in the hallways here at WIP.
And I closed the door, and I went behind the pillar over there to change. Take my shirt off, take my pants off, standing there in my underwear, and I see the door start to open. Mm. It was Mosh.
Of course.
Yeah, he was.
He wanted a hot dog.
I don't think you can eat that hot dog.
Dude, he has had at least six hot dogs.
So they are kosher, I guess.
I keep looking at them, and I just, there he goes again.
Yeah.
In to grab another dog.
Yeah. And then, by the way, I'm standing there in my underwear, and I go, don't worry about it, man. I got my underwear on. He's like, okay. And he just goes and grabs food while I'm
there.
Yeah.
Well, at least he didn't grab the wrong.
Hey-o.
There it is.
There it is.
One of the most uncomfortable things to ever happen here.
Yeah, I went to put on a suit during a commercial break because I had a charity event. Mosh came in because there were hot dogs in there, opened the door, looked at me without any clothes on, didn't blink twice, just kept getting the food. This guy's unbelievable, man. He really is unbelievable.
This is a glasses off laugh for Mike.
Yeah.
I say he was locked in. He was locked in on a hot dog.
He had a mission and he achieved it.
Yep.
By the way.
Yeah.
Paula Deen.
And she was canceled?
Yes.
Was it really bad?
Oh, I didn't even see why she was canceled.
That's what
I just knew Twitter
about.
They knew who I was talking about.
Yeah,
yes.
It was Paula Deen. Yep. If she did something bad, I'm sorry. I was just saying she sounds Southern. It's a good job, Buzz. Good job.
She was canceled.
She was?
Yes.
All right.
It might have been something in her past. I don't even know.
Really?
I just know it was something. I just remember the old Paula Deen thing.
Old Southern white lady. She probably got something in her past. You know what I mean? Like,
they're generally known for being progressive.
Yeah. You've been around long enough. One of those. You probably got a tweet.
An old Facebook
probably
post.
Got a tweet. Probably got a tweet that she didn't delete.
Yep. Oh, Lord. I didn't know that was still up there. Oh, Lord. This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of their big winter sale at Guided Door and Window. Get 40% off all doors and all windows. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Alan in Connecticut, you're on WIP. What's up, Alan?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Well, we're great, Alan.
What's
how are
up,
you?
Alan?
Doing well. So I wanted to push back a little bit on the concept that Spike was saying where the Eagles being at seventh in points per game is a bit of a failure or potentially not good enough. Just wanted to add a little context around it. The teams that are above them, the Lions, the Bills, the Ravens, Bucks, Commanders, where our defense ranks basically tied for number one in scoring with the Chargers, their defense is ranked 7th, 9th, 10th, 15th, and 17th.
Okay.
And what you find is, now, when they play mediocre to bad teams, you know, everybody pretty much wins by margin. But when those teams, the Lions and the Bills, when they play the best teams and the best quarterbacks, you know, they're getting scored on 36 to 48 points. Just for example, the Bills, when they played the Rams scored 44 points on them.
Yeah.
When the Bills played the Lions, they scored 48 points on them. Conversely, when we played the Bengals, they scored 17. When we played the Rams, they scored 20. When we played the Ravens, they scored 19.
Well, when the Rams played Minnesota, didn't they score 9?
The Rams in Minnesota?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
That was an earlier game. I can't remember that game.
Yeah, and
I didn't mention Minnesota's not in. Minnesota is not ahead of us in scoring.
Well, in scoring defense, you mean, or scoring offense?
I'm talking about the teams. Your complaint was that we were ranked seventh in points per game, and
well, with Jalen, we're actually eighth.
Okay, either way, whether you want to seventh, however you want to put it, the teams who are ahead of us. The Lions, the Bills, the Bucks, the Commanders, the Bengals, when they play top teams and top quarterbacks, their defenses have a history of giving up 36 to 48 points to those top quarterbacks. When you look at when we play the top quarterbacks.
Well, we should get a top quarterback then.
When we play top quarterbacks, you know, we played Lamar, we gave when we played Lamar, we gave up 19 points.
Okay,
when
Stafford,
we gave up 20.
For sure. My point was, Alan, I think our defense is great. And my point was very simply that, to Elliot, that he said our offense was elite. And I said our offense is not elite. And he thought it wasn't a big deal that they're eighth in scoring, and I do. And only because so much of our resources are now, it's great that our defense ended up being the best defense in football. It's great, but nobody expected it. And I think we have the personnel to be a much better offense than we've been. So that's it. I mean, yes, our defense is great. And that has allowed the fact that our offense, I think, has underperformed. The fact that our offense has been good, but underperformed what they're capable of. But the reason that we've been able to win so many games is because the defense is great and the running game has been very, very good. Saquon has been awesome. But I don't think you're tying together something that I wasn't tying.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's saying, let me real quick, Alan. Is it you feel like our offense isn't asked to score as much? In other words, those offenses, their defense gave up so many points, it forces their offense to have to keep scoring, whereas we don't have to play that type of football because we're only giving up 17 points a game.
Yeah, I don't think when we're looking at a lot of these teams, I don't think Cincinnati, you could, like, there are certain teams that are behind a lot that have to score a lot. I don't, the teams that we're talking about.
Well, Detroit's been in shootouts.
A few, yeah. And they've also had a lot of blowouts, too.
Against bad teams,
yes. You know, Baltimore has a. Baltimore scores more points than us. Detroit scores more points than us. You said Washington, Green Bay. I'm trying to think of the other teams. Buffalo. You know, like, yes, our defense is better than those teams for sure. But it just, like, on its own, Alan, I think our offense should be better than it is.
Can I add one bit of context?
Sure.
Because they're not, because these other teams aren't putting up 20 to 24 points in the second half, the way we play football is different. They're having to score on every single possession, every 2.5 minutes, because their defense is giving up a touchdown on every single possession. They're going bombs away the third and fourth quarter on every drive because they must score, because they're not going to stop anybody.
No, Alan,
we're not in that circumstance.
You're very much overstating, Alan. It's a very clever way that you're doing it, but you're overstating how the number of times that has happened. You're also picking certain games to make your point rather than, that's why we have averages, right? Like if they are the eighth, if one of those teams is the eighth best defense, I don't go through with the Eagles and say, well, we scored our most points against Cincinnati, which is one of the worst defenses in the NFL. Do you know what I'm saying? Like we scored 41 against Dallas. You know, like we're not doing that with the Eagles. We're not picking where they scored more and where they scored less. So why are we doing it with these other teams?
I'm saying we're holding top quarterbacks to between 20 and 17 points, where they're giving up 36 to 48 points when they play the same quarterbacks. Therefore, we're in a different game in the second half than they are.
That's not
so
why our
not
point total is
as
lower.
Though somebody hung 40 points, and real quick, right. where we're number one in defense. And number 7 or 8 in offense, if you're saying that offense isn't good enough, well, then we're number one in defense, and the Lions, Bills, and all these guys, their defenses are ranked between 7 and 17th. Does that mean their defense equally isn't good enough?
No, because they didn't invest, Alan, they didn't invest all of their offseason capital into their defense like we did with our offense. Alan, we have two $30 million a year wide receivers. We have a $50 million a year quarterback. We have two tackles who have been paid and a guard who has been paid. We have a tight end who is a Pro Bowl tight end. These are not the same thing. We have invested, this team invested in this team to be a high scoring offense. They did. That's why they spent all the money on those players. And they're not. Look, it is what it is. Alan, it is what it is. We can still win this way. These are separate conversations. I'm not saying we can't win this way. You were taking a smaller conversation and turning it into something bigger. I do not agree with you that the reason we've scored less points is because our defense didn't give up fewer points. I don't agree with you that that's true.
I understand. I guess it just sounds like you're suggesting that regardless of the score, we should be playing in the second half, like somewhere between 70 and 90
Alan.
Points being scored in the game.
No, Alan, you're acting like, really Alan, you're acting like we're up by 30 points at halftime all the time. We're not. We don't score in the first half. The only time we've scored in the first half, Alan, the only time we've scored in the first half has really been like the last 3 weeks. We were the lowest up until Jalen got hurt. We were the lowest scoring first quarter team in the entire NFL. So if your point is, and thank you for the call, if your point is we're just up by so many points that all we're doing is running clock out in the second half, that's not true. That's not what happened.
No, we've been in tight games.
Tight game with Cleveland. Yeah. Tight game with Jacksonville. Tight game with Carolina.
I think Dallas, the first Dallas game, were they winning at halftime?
Mm-hmm.
Dallas might have been winning that game at halftime by like 6 points. Or maybe we were just winning by. I thought the score was like 13-7 at halftime.
Yeah, of course the Atlanta game we lost. I'm just trying to think. We've had plenty of close games.
We've obviously gotten off to slow starts. There's no doubt about that. So to your point, you're absolutely right. It's not as if we've jumped out on teams and you're just running clock out in a second. Now they are running clock out, but it's not because they're up by so many points.
No, they're almost playing keep away because the game is still tight.
Right.
I think you could actually say that about the Pittsburgh game.
Definitely, that was a damn final 21 play drive
that they didn't score on.
Yeah.
Now purposely they didn't score, but they that was not a blowout. The Pittsburgh game was not a blowout at all. So it was an interesting way he framed that, but I also don't think that is what we're doing. I think
it's fair to say we're not an elite offense. Fair to say.
Yeah.
I think we're an elite running offense,
mm-hmm.
right? Scoring almost 27 points a game because of the level of defense we have, it works for us. So 27 points a game, if you were giving up 28, obviously wouldn't be enough.
Sure.
But because of how good the defense is, it does take It allows them, from an offensive standpoint, to stay in this sort of ball-controlled offense versus trying to go quick strike, big plays down the field, and that sort of thing.
Thank God we got Vic Fangio.
No doubt about it. Hell yeah.
Thank God.
Hell yeah. That's why when that Buzz Monday who was giving out game balls.
Oh, yeah. Give one to Fangio.
For
the season.
I would have.
Shame.
Because to your point, he's the one that has the unit that has far exceeded expectation. Far exceeded expectations. Far exceeded.
Special teams, we haven't been good this year.
Nope.
Offense, we've been less than expectations. Good, but less than expectations. Mm-hmm. I've said it a bunch of times this week. We were hoping for a middle-of-the-pack defense.
Yeah.
We were like, as long as the defense is middle of the pack, we're going to win plenty of games because the offense is going to be so good.
I don't think the Eagles thought they would have the number one ranked defense in the NFL.
There's no chance, especially.
Nobody could have said that.
Their number one signing on defense being a complete flop.
He doesn't even play. And then we're going with a guy who had never been a starter before and Zach Bond.
They signed as a special teamer, mm-hmm. as an extra
backup player. Yeah. We didn't even keep the linebacker that we signed in Devin White. And even with N'Kobe Dean, we didn't know what we were getting out of N'Kobe Dean.
No.
Right? Like, this is third year. We didn't know what we were going to get. So, yeah, Vic Fangio, man, my goodness.
Unbelievable.
I don't think we are where we are without Vic Fangio because, A, you can't. If your defense isn't as good as this defense is with the points and everything else, you can't play this style of offense and be as good as we are.
We would not be 14-3. No.
Yeah.
Because these games that have been close that we won, they end up being losses.
Yeah.
Even if you're just allowing 4 or 5 more points a game, that changes everything.
Yep.
All right. Coming up next, Saquon talked about having the week off.
Hey!
And whether it's good or bad for him.
Listen, this is... That's what I love about all these players. We'll get to it.
Okay.
Everybody's happy now.
Yeah.
We always said it was the right decision.
Yep.
We never wavered.
Never wavered. So we'll hear from Saquon next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Football fans, buckle up, because for the first time ever, we've got 5 straight days of playoff football in college and the pros, and it's starting tonight. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is celebrating with a great playoff payoff. Now, there's a no sweat same game parlay every day for all 5 days. Now, with a no sweat same game parlay, you get a chance to combine your bets from the same game for a chance at an even bigger winnings. And if it doesn't hit, you'll get your bonus bets back. So, not only do we get the chance to watch 5 straight days of playoff football, but that's also 5 chances that you get to win big. Just visit FanDuel.com/Ike to be a part of this epic run. That's FanDuel.com/Ike. It's the great playoff payoff, and it's only on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.